So what stands out about him that's different than all the other great quarterbacks in the league you face?
I think his consistency has been obviously one of the things. You know, he's been playing this game for a long time, been able to execute at a high level, you know, every year. So just one of those rare guys. And so, like I said, you know, if you want a chance to be able to, you know, get away with a W and you know, come and you know, be able to play the way we want to play, you're going to have to prepare your tail off and you know, bring your A game.
How many times have you played against him before? What are your memories of playing?
I could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure I've just played against him one time in Denver, 2012 in a playoff game. So it was -6 degrees, and it was brutally cold, and it was just a tough game. It came down the wire. I don't know if you guys remember the long to Jacoby Jones touchdown, and so it was a good memory there. So
there's a lot of talk out in Denver. He said he's not the same pick. Doesn't throw the ball the same way. Does that show up on film? Do you go in the game thinking that?
I don't think so. I mean, I think there's always going to be speculation, you know, with some of those older guys that, you know, when are they going to start deteriorating, or what plays can they make versus what they could have made back in the day. And so he looks pretty good to me. You know, he's a guy I think consistently he's been able to do what he wants to do. So I don't see any decrease in his game or anything like that.
Even if there were, I mean, do you look at him as a guy who can beat you with his mind, just kind of being like an offensive coordinator on the field?
Yeah, there's validity to that. I mean, not wholly. I mean, he's still got to be able to make the plays he needs to make. You know, still has the arm strength. I mean, from what I can see on tape, he looks good, poppy, and strong. And so,
does it mean anything more if you sack a guy like that?
I mean, it's you know, I think it brings a little. You know, people are so familiar with the guy, and you know, guys like him, Tom Brady, some of these you know, famous quarterbacks. I mean, anytime you are able to take him down, it's a you know, it's a big feeling. But at the same time, getting to him and being able to disrupt him is no different than any other team.
In terms of getting the ball out quick, is he up there with the fastest releasers? And who else is with him, if that's the case?
It seems like a lot of teams have been, you know, I know the Raiders, when we played them, I mean, it seemed like the guy never had the ball more than, you know, a second or two. So I think a lot of teams are starting to, you know, pick up with that hurry-up offense. And so but he's definitely been up there for a long time as a guy who, you know, catches it, gets rid of it, and if something's not there, gets it out of his hands for sure.